Good evening, First Baptist family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for October 27th. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Christopher Bazemore.
Good afternoon, church. This is, thank you for being here tonight for this Wednesday night Hallelujah prayer meeting. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have allowed us to be able to gather here in your name. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to have a good night's sleep last night, O Father. We say to wake up in our right state of mind to worship and praise your holy and divine name. Thank you for my wife, my family, my friends and loved ones, church family, visitors and friends who made it possible to gather here during this worship experience. Father God, I pray, Father God, that you would just lift up the so many people who are hurt right now, Father God. So many people that are facing illness with sickness right now, Lord. I ask that you would bring just healing to them, Father God. They are truly, truly calling out your name, O Lord. Please send your spirit power, deliverance, O Lord, that they take away all the pain that comes in their heart. And I pray, Father God, you would just comfort the family members who have lost loved ones, O Father God. Help them to just get the peace that can only come from you, O Father, so they can go on just a little while longer. I pray, Father God, you just watch over our young people, Lord, help us to set real, real good examples. Dear Father God, I pray that you would transform our minds so we can stay grounded in your word, O Lord, because you are a great God, an almighty God, and we need you right now, and we love you, Father God, for you just being who you are. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us just to live a life that's pleasing only to you. And help us, Lord, just to be willing to give more, to serve more, and to love more as you have loved us, O Father. And also, thank you so much for the wisdom that you have given to us and the grace of protection, Father God, from your presence, O Lord, that never ends, O Father. Your absence is never in our way, O Father, because we allow our hearts and our minds to be just connected to you, O Lord, so that we can be able just to serve and to love and to be able to just be the people who you choose for us to be. During this pandemic, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you would just help us to feel your unlimited power, Lord, so we can grow in the newness of life, O Father. Please, Father God, grant us your mercy, O Lord. Because today is the day that you have made. Let us just be grateful to worship and praise your holy and divine name. No matter how many times we have stumbled and fallen in the path of Father God, you are always ready to allow us to renew our hearts and our minds so we can just set our minds to be focused only on you. Please forgive us for our mistakes and failures, Father God, that we have done in the past, so we can receive your wonderful forgiveness, O Lord. Thank you, Father God, for just loving us when we are unloving, for loving us when we just make mistakes, for loving us when we just mess up, even when we just fail you, O Father God. So I pray, Father God, you allow people to see the light that's in us, that comes from the love that only can come from you, O Lord. And help us, Father God, to be on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, because you alone are God. And I pray, Father God, you would just watch over our pastor and his family, my way, Father. Give him strength and understanding to know that you are with him. But you say in your word that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Father God. And help us, Father God, just walk in your truth. And give us an undivided heart that we may fear your name. And help us, Lord God, to worship and praise you so that we can glorify your holy name forever. Amen. Thank you.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Christine Easterling.
I am blessed to be reading from Proverbs 15:1 through 16:33. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouths of fools pour out folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A gentle tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Robert Muschietti.
Almighty Jehovah, I come to you tonight thanking you for giving me this opportunity to speak to First Baptist and to my fellow people. My heart's troubled tonight because of all the things that I hear and see. The world is turning on itself, and you are the only result that I can think of. Father, you are the Word, and the Word is you. You have given us rules to live by. You have given us laws that govern us. And we have failed you in so many, many ways. Father, I cannot think of any reason, according to the way things are today, that I could say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, because they do. Only the innocent, the children, they are the innocent ones, the ones that have not had the chance of life. Spare them, Father, but I'm troubled because to be away from the body is to be with you, and I guess that's the only way that we are going to be with you. I watched a segment on TV where they said and showed a dying star. Father, you placed us here on this earth. We are a star. And I pray that you don't have to destroy all of us to make your point. People are flying up into the stratosphere to see just how we are here. We can't go out in the air. And people are spending millions of dollars to build a world up there. But Father, we know that you are the only world, and you are the answer. I want you to please look on the sick. Please look on the ones that cannot think for themselves. And Father, if you can, have mercy on us. And may we live with you eternity, for eternity. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to take it to the Lord in prayer. You will have approximately 2 minutes to share whatever your heart's desire with the Lord. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Kenneth Brooks, Sr.
Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for letting me see another day. Lord, thank you for bringing First Baptist Church together for another Wednesday night prayer meeting. Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise. We worship you with all our hearts, mind, and soul. Heavenly Father, enter our hearts, mind, and soul right now, Heavenly Father. Remove anything that will prevent us from becoming closer to you, Heavenly Father. We need you right now, Heavenly Father. We know that we are not perfect, Heavenly Father, but we're asking for wisdom and guidance in everything we do, Heavenly Father. Jesus, thank you for giving us the opportunity to live eternally with you. We know we don't deserve your forgiveness, but we are so grateful you accept us no matter what we have done. We love you, Heavenly Father. Give us strength when we are weak. Give us love when we feel alone, Heavenly Father. Give us the courage when we are afraid, Heavenly Father. And give us peace in a time of trouble, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Evangelist Catherine Oglesby, who was the Monday night intercessory prayer leader.
the Lord our God. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Almighty God. You are El Shaddai, more than enough, all-sufficient God. And we said, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Tonight, I will speak to you on the subject, some ways Almighty God communicates with us. Some ways Almighty God communicates with us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Lord Jesus, we come before you tonight, O God, thanking you for allowing us to be on this line as for such a time as this. We ask you to forgive each and every one of us for all of our sins, O God. We are sorry for all of them. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our lives. Take complete control. I'm asking for a special anointing as I bring forth the word tonight. And I pray, O God, that you will send anointing upon everyone and in their places of abode. Dispatch angels among us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over every hindering forces from attacking us. We are safe and secure in the right hand of our righteous God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight, I will name some ways that Almighty God communicates with us, and I'm going to give numbers. It's not that God prioritized the ways he communicates with us, but there are some people on this line tonight who are taking notes, so I'm making it easy for them to write the numbers beside the ways God communicates. And also, God has put into my spirit to relate to you some of the ways he has communicated with me, and I'm hoping that you will be encouraged. And know that God is no respecter person. He can choose anyone, anywhere, anytime, and communicate with them any way he wished to do so. So let us begin with number one, the Holy Bible. The Holy Bible is the written word of God. 2 Timothy 3rd chapter 16th and 17th verse tells us that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for number one, doctrine, that's ways, our beliefs. Number two, reproof. God tells in his word what displeases him, and that we can be criticized if we don't do what thus says the Lord. Number three, correction. The Bible tells us how we can correct our mistakes or sin. Number four, instruction. The Bible also tells us how we should live to be righteous in the sight of Almighty God. And at this time, I'm going to also relate to you that 2 Timothy 2:15 states, study to show yourself approved unto God. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. There are many people now in this end time who say, I don't want to help Jesus, the name of Jesus. I don't want to go to church. I don't want to hear the gospel. I don't want to bring up my children the way they should be brought up. They are flaunting their sins and abominations before God and before us. But I'm telling you, the judgment will come forth. And also, when you read in the Bible, if you don't understand scriptures, pray unto the Holy Spirit who will reveal the true meaning of the scripture. And if you know someone who is versed in the scriptures, talk to that person and have a relationship that you can discuss the word with him. So now I'm going to give you number two. Jesus Christ, the living word. As Jesus Christ went about in the New Testament and chose disciples, he anointed them, he trained them, he taught them, and empowered them, and they went forth. And signs, miracles, and wonders followed them. Jesus is doing the same thing today. He said in John 15:16, we didn't choose him. He chose us, he ordained us, and he expects us to walk in the calling upon our lives. And he expects us to stir up the gifts that are within him. And also, I want to tell you, he has given us encouragement. He said in John 14:12, greater works will we do, because he was going to the Father, and the Holy Spirit will be sent down here. So we know the Holy Spirit is here. And he's also known as the Holy Ghost. I have written down some scriptures. And since there are so many of them, I'm going to just give those who are writing and those who are hearing some scriptures that they can read, and you will gain more information about the Holy Spirit. Are you ready? John 14:17, John 14:26, John 15:26, John 16:8, John 16:13, John 16:14. So if you write these scriptures down, meditate on them, and gain a greater relationship with the Holy Spirit. And also, the Holy Spirit gives us a supernatural language. And some people do not want to hear speaking in tongues. They have a problem with this. But I'm telling you, whatever God has for you, accept it, be thankful, and use it to his glory and for edifying of the body of Christ. And also, we can grieve the Holy Spirit. I have been in places where when the Holy Spirit was speaking through somebody and people would talk over the Holy Spirit, they would sing over the Holy Spirit, play music over the Holy Spirit, being disrespectful. And that displeases God. And God said in Ephesians 4:30, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. So when you are doing all that talking and don't want to hear, you are grieving him. And also in 1 Thessalonians 5th chapter, 19th through 25th verse, he said, do not quench the Holy Spirit. So when people are talking and being disrespectful, they are quenching the Holy Spirit. Be quiet. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what people have to say when they're speaking in tongues. They may have a message from God for you or the whole group. So be grateful and listen and respect the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures, and I want you to listen to them closely. And I'm going to repeat them twice, and you'll find out why I'm putting so much emphasis on these two scriptures. Matthew 12, chapter 31st and 32nd verse. Matthew 12, chapter 31st and 32nd verse. And Mark 3, chapter 28th and 29th verse. Again, Mark 3, chapter 28th and 29th verse. And these verses tell us, sin against the Holy Ghost is not forgiven. So God will not forgive us for speaking against the Holy Ghost. So you can read those scriptures, and because I'm telling you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. So be respectful for anybody talking to in tongues or anybody when the Holy Spirit is moving, and you will be blessed. Number four, angels. There are ministering angels and there are warring angels. There are angels with so many abilities. Put your angels to come to your, let me say this. Put your angels to work. They are ready for you and to help you. Every Christian has over 72,000 angels. I'll say it again. A Christian has over 72,000 angels. Now, how I know this? Matthew 26, chapter 53rd verse, in case someone wants to verify this. Matthew 26, chapter 53rd verse. When Jesus was taunted and challenged, he said, I can pray to my Father, and he will send 12 legions of angels. And I'm told that in one legion, there are 6,000 angels. So 6,000 angels times 12 equals 72. Now, you may say, now, well, how does, I know that we have 72,000 angels. Read Romans 8, chapter 17th verse. Romans 8, chapter 17th verse. If we are children of God, we are heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So, as a Christian, what God has for Jesus, he has for us. Because we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I'm going to relate to you the fact that you have to be careful, though, because there are some good angels and there are some bad angels. 2 Corinthians 11:14 tells us, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So be careful what kind of angel you are affiliated with. Amen? Amen. Now, in January 1996, my husband Joseph and I went to Israel. And we had sailed on the Sea of Galilee. And we saw people looking down in the Sea of Galilee on the bank. And I looked and I saw a man with a light blue suit on manipulating a net. And I was wondering, why didn't he open up that net? So I asked my husband to come and take a picture. But when I turned my head, the man had disappeared. And I was wondering what happened. So a woman said he was an angel. I said, well, I'm going to have to pray to God to know whether he let me see an angel, because I'm used to reading about him in the Bible. So I prayed to God, and he revealed that he was an angel. So as a praying woman, I was wondering, why did I see an angel? See, God was preparing me for my calling. So when we went to California with Brother Mark Cirillo's ministry, God gave us a miracle. to me, but I won't go into that miracle. I have told it to many people. And then the anointing came upon me, and I fell on the floor. And while I was there on the floor, I heard evangelists. And when the anointing lifted, Brother Morris Cirillo was speaking on John 15:16. And as I told you, what that meant. So God, Jesus was telling me that I was chosen to be an evangelist. And in obedience to God, I am licensed, ordained, and certified to be an evangelist and a teacher. And I do whatever God wants me to do, even as an intercessor. So what I'm telling you, those of you on this line, God has a way of using you, communicating with you, to let you know what your calling is. Just be patient, be prayerful. And when you hear things, pray about it. Because, you know, the devil is trying to trip us up and take us off course. So number five, I'll tell you this. Amos, the third chapter, seventh verse tells us, God has prophets and prophetesses. And God reveals secrets to his prophets. But I'm warning you, there are false prophets and a good prophet from God. Remember, the good prophets go about prophesying, and there are some prophets who prophesy. I'm going to repeat that. There are prophets who prophesy, and other prophets prophesy. God uses some these people going around saying, I'm a prophet. I can tell you what's going to happen next. Some people are doing these things for money and for the fame. So be careful who prophesies over you. You don't receive it until you pray about it. Amen? Hallelujah. Number six. I'm trying to go slowly. But I hope you can write some of these names down. Number six, dreams. Dreams can reveal warnings, future events, and other things dreams can do. In February the 12th, 2006, while sleeping, I dreamed I heard, move back. So I asked my husband, I said, did you say something? He said, no, I didn't say anything. I said, well, I heard move back. And he said, move back. And I want you to know, if I had moved forward, I would have fallen off the bed and hit the nightstand. So what I'm saying, God has allowed me to tell you of some ways he has communicated with me, so it will encourage you when he begins to communicate with you. Okay. Also, number seven, visions. Visions are supernatural appearances. Visions are supernatural appearances. I'm going to tell about a vision of someone from First Baptist Church on New Hampshire and Randolph Street. But if you're on the line, I will not reveal your name, nor tell you what was happening. I was reclining on my sofa watching TV, and I looked at the end of my sofa, and in a vision, I saw a man leaning on the floor, kneeling on my sofa, praying. I recognized the person, but I couldn't remember his name. So I prayed anyhow, because I knew God wanted me to intercede on that person's behalf. So I had made up my mind I would not tell anyone about this vision. But lo and behold, when my husband opened that door, I started telling him about the vision. I started describing the man, so much so that he said, I know who he is. And so we realized his name, and we prayed for him. And when we went to church, we wanted to see him, but he didn't show up for a few Sundays. But when he did, I asked him what was happening to him on that day I had that vision. And he told us, and so we prayed with him. So what I'm saying, God has a way for us to intercede or do whatever he wants at any time he wants. Amen? Amen. Number eight, audibly. That means God speaks loudly. In July the 10th, 2004, we were en route to Virginia to hear Minister Queen G proclaim the gospel. So we stopped at IHOP and bought breakfast. And at 8:30 a.m., as I was eating breakfast, I heard audibly God saying, occupy till I come. So I'm praying, and I told the people, I said, I just heard God say, occupy till I come. And I prayed and prayed and asked God, what did he mean by that? And he gave me a list of things that I am to do, and I have been doing them. And let me tell you this, 13 years later, August 22nd, 2017, he gave me additional information about occupy till I come. So we have to be patient and realize God can use us anytime. Amen. Hallelujah. Number nine, signs. Signs are manifestations from God. Let me tell you about Gideon. Gideon was told that the enemies were coming to fight with him and his army. He asked God for a sign because he wanted God to prove to him that he was going to be with him. So God gave Gideon signs and with fleece. I won't go into detail. I'm going to give you the scriptures to read so you can see what happened about the signs in Gideon and the Lord. Read Judges 6 chapter 33 through 40th verse. Judges 6 33 through 40th. And you will see what signs. People are still asking God for signs when he gives him or her assignment. So you have to trust God when he tells you to do something and what he's going to do. Number 10, spirit to spirit. First John tells us in the 4th chapter, 1st verse, try the spirit by the spirit. Make sure the spirit is speaking from God and not the devil and his demons. And also be aware, there are people who may come to you and say, well, God put in my spirit to tell you to do this, to do that. Don't just take that person's word. Pray. As you notice, I am emphasizing prayer for verification. And don't just listen to anybody and just accept and say, I receive that. Make sure you receive the right thing. Hallelujah. Number 11, miracles. Miracles are extraordinary events. Miracles are extraordinary events, such as healing and so forth. I won't go into details about healing and wonders because I know many of you probably have heard about miracles, signs, and wonders. But I will mention wonders as number 12. Wonders are amazing, awesome occurrences. So I'm quite sure you've heard of some amazing things God has done and revealed himself through wonders. Number 13, prayer. Sometimes God will answer prayers immediately, and sometimes according to his time and timing. So sometimes it's good to just wait and see if God is going to answer immediately or just wait and let God decide on what is best for you. So God speaks and communicates with us through prayers. Number 14, praise and worship. Oh, Psalms 22:3 says, God inhabits our praises. So sanctify those of all of us on this prayer line. Just walk around. Just give God the glory. Just praise him. Just lift up holy hands. Enter into his presence. And there is unspeakable joy in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And God will communicate with you in praise and worship when you are in his presence. And it's good to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, before I give you the next two, and they were the next two left, I'm going to tell you what Solomon said. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, 1st chapter, 9th verse, he said, nothing is new under the sun. So that means what has happened in the past can happen again. So listen to number 15, donkey. I'm going to tell you about if you were riding a donkey, and that donkey starts speaking to you in English, would you jump off of that donkey and run? Or would you just stay on to see what he has to say? Balaam had a donkey that spoke to him through Christ. And I'm going to give you the scripture to read so you can gain more insight of how God used that donkey. So that is why Solomon said God can do new things. So I would just give him that example of what you would do if you heard the donkey. So read Numbers 22nd chapter, 31st through 34th verse. Numbers 22nd chapter, 31st through 34th verse. And you'll see why God spoke through that donkey to speak to Balaam. And number 16, the burning bush. Now, if you saw a bush burning for hours and it didn't burn up, would you be curious enough to go and check out that bush, or would you just forget about it? God spoke to Moses in the burning bush, and he told him what to do to free the Israelites from bondage in Egypt. So as God did it in the past, he can do it again. He can use any animals, any objects, anybody to communicate with them. And he's still communicating with us. So saints of the living God, and those, I'm going to say this because I don't know who all live on the prayer line. Everyone on this prayer line, remember, God continues to speak with us, and we must listen, be obedient, and have a relationship, and do what thus saith the Lord. And I'm going to give you the names of the ways God communicates tonight. Now, I want you to know that these 16 ways are not the only ways. There are many other ways God communicates with us in the Bible. And some of you may know how he has spoken to you or communicated with you. So be available, be ready, and he is going to send you somewhere to do something ill-equipped. So I'm going to give these names again. The Holy Bible, the Living Word, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, angels, prophets, prophetesses, dreams, visions, audibly, signs, spirit to spirit, miracles, wonders, prayers, praise and worship, donkey, and burning bush. So I believe if some of you were on the line tonight, you could tell some ways God has communicated with you. So always be available. And let me say this. It is good to have journals. You see, when I gave you this information about my experience with God, I had the dates and sometimes the time. So when you go back and read your journal and you see how God is using you and that he's going to cause us to do greater work, keep a journal and you will be blessed. And so I'm saying now, go forth, saints of the living God, and do what thus God has called you to do under the unction of the Holy Spirit with angels encamped about you, and go forth with holy boldness. God said he does not want any coward soldiers in his army. So go forth, saints. Be bold. Be strong in the Lord. And remember the 91st Psalm. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
All right, this is your opportunity to show appreciation for Evangelist Ogilvie. The lines will now be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Thank you so much, Johnson. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Dr. Frank B. Tucker, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church.
Oh, we thank God tonight for this message of insight, inspiration, and sharing coming from Evangelist Oglesby. We want to say thank you, Sister Oglesby, and we pray God's blessings upon you continuously. And we thank God for all of those individuals who participated in the services tonight. You have certainly inspired our hearts. And all who attended tonight, the over 80 persons sharing together with their hearts and their minds and spirits focused on God. And we certainly thank God for his presence and power in our midst. We want to certainly encourage you to be mindful of all of those individuals who stand in the need of prayer. On this coming Sunday is our missionary Sunday. The Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III will be our preacher, and we trust that you will come and join with our missionaries as they share in preparation for the support and ministry to others. God is such a good and great God, and we want to show forth our love for him and what he has done for us to the world. And now we want to also encourage you to look out for our sick, our shut-in, and our bereaved. We trust that you're going to pray for Sister Sharon Thomas and the entire Thomas family and keep them in prayer. Her mother and our beloved member, Sister Shirley Thomas, transitioned today. The homecoming celebration will be held at the Fort Lincoln Funeral Home. When the more information is made available, we will certainly get it out to you. Pray for our sister Zetta Fortune and keep her in your prayer. Her brother, Trent Fortune, transition. Arrangements are pending and at this particular time, and we will let you know when we get more information. Please keep our very fine sister Catherine Power in prayer. She is in need of your thoughts and prayers and concerns. We are still praying for her daughter, Elise Taylor, that she too may get complete and total healing and restoration. Keep all of our sick and shut-in members in your prayers. Send them a card. Let them know that you love them, and let us pray continuously, for we do need to keep one another lifted up in prayer. We're going to now open up our lines for prayer requests. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds in order that you may provide the names and conditions for individuals that you desire us to pray for us.
For the younger
God, our Father, we come just now asking that you would provide your strength and protect us and surround us with your care. We ask, O God, that you would protect us from the wiles of Satan. We know that he seeks to destroy. He seeks to hurt. He seeks to harm. He does not want this army of praying folks to call up their prayers and their concerns to you. And so, God, every now and then he seeks to destroy and prevent us from lifting up our concerns and needs. And so, God, we just ask that you would help us to fight the battle. We know that you are still able to overcome. And so, God, we are just leaning on you and depending on you. Will you now hear the cries of your sons and daughters, of your servants? Will you, O God, bless them and bless the concerns that they have? Hear, O God, each name that's lifted up, each situation that's before us. And, O God, we pray that you would just let us know that thou art always near. Deliver, O God, as only you can do. We pray special blessings for the Thomas and Fortune and Power and Taylor families, O God. We pray your keeping grace and mercy as only you can do. Pray for all of those who are sick and shut in. We pray, O God, your deliverance. And, Master, tonight we come praying for the lost, the unsaved, those who have not found their way and do not know the joy of coming into your presence and into your power, surrendering unto you. We ask, O God, that you would bless them, that you would seek their presence in your under your care and under your keeping. Oh God, give them what they need that they may be delivered. We pray, oh God, for the jobless, the homeless. We pray for people, oh God, who are standing in need and those who have nowhere to turn and no way to turn and those who are struggling in their lives. Oh God, we come now drawing closer to you. We seek to draw real close to you, O God, that we might be stronger in your name, that we might be able to fulfill the need and fulfill the challenges that you have before us. We seek your presence and power. We seek your love. We seek, O God, your peace. And then, God, we come asking that you would teach us your way. Teach us how to live and how to grow and how to be what you want us to be. Teach us, O God, that our eyes and our spirits may be open and we would be able to draw close unto you, gaining the power and the strength that we need, that we might be able to be a blessing to others. We may be able to bless the lives of those who are weak and weary. Keep us, O God, and sustain us as only you can do. And now, God, we come asking that you would provide all that is needed in our household, in our community, and in our nation, that you would guide us into your way. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his holy and divine peace. Amen, amen, and amen.